Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Privas Denpro Limited Q4 and H2 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by Haim Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Bhumika Maheshwari from Haim Securities. Thank you and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Dorwin. A very good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining Privas Denpro Limited Q4 and H2 2025 earnings call. Joining us on the call today from the management team are Mr. Atul Modi, Chairman and Managing Director, Mrs. Namrata Modi, Full-Time Director and CFO, Dr. Sai Kalyan, Director of Research and Academics, Mr. Vaibhav Munjal, Chief Marketing Officer, Mr. Vinay Jamwal, Financial Advisor, Privas Denpro Limited. We will commence the call with the opening thoughts from the management, post which we will open the forum for Q&A, where the management will be glad to respond to any queries that you all may have. Before we go to the main call, I would like to read the standard disclaimer. There will be forward-looking statements about the company which are based on the beliefs, opinions and expectations of the company's management as on the date of this call. The company does not assume any obligation to update their forward-looking statements if those beliefs, opinions, expectations or other circumstances should change. These statements are not guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. Consequently, listeners should not place any undue reliance on the such forward-looking statements. With this, I will now hand over call to Mr. Atul Modi, who is the Chairman and MD, to take it forward. Over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, esteemed investors and the stakeholders. I am pleased to report that we have achieved impressive financial results for financial year 25. Overall revenue has grown by 13% compared to the previous year, indicating steady progress in our business operation and market presence. Our domestic sales have shown reasonable performance, contributing to this growth with a 13% increase year on year, reflecting consistent demand in our home market. Additionally, our export business has performed well with a 10% growth year on year, demonstrating our gradual expansion in the international market. This year represents a step forward as we begin to see stabilization in the various markets where we previously faced challenges. Some of the main countries which had been experiencing difficulties due to foreign exchange crisis and regional economic uncertainties are now showing signs of stability. This encouraging development gives us cautious optimism about our international expansion strategy. This year we made a bold move into digital dentistry, building on the success of our 3D resin portfolio that we launched last year. The market response has been favorable. The global dentistry market is experiencing robust growth driven by technological advancements and evolving patient expectations. Based on the market research by various independent agencies, the global digital dentistry market is valued at approximately $6.8 billion in the year 2025. The market is projected to reach to $17.9 billion by the year 2033. North America leads the market, holding a 46% share in year 2023, attributed to its advanced healthcare infrastructure and high adoption of digital technology. The Asia-Pacific region is anticipated to witness for the fastest growth, fueled by increasing dental awareness and investment in healthcare infrastructure. We felt the diversification in the digital dentistry field like the natural step for us. Next step for us. We are now developing advanced 3D printers and scanners, combining our own R&D strength with strategic partnerships with global suppliers to bring the best technology to our customers. Speaking of strategic move, incorporating Accredent for the USA market has already started paying dividends. We have secured some substantial orders and established private labeling partnerships that are opening up entirely new revenue streams for us. With Auradoc, our oral care range, we are taking a strategic approach to build lasting market presence. The feedback we have received has been invaluable in refining our go-to-market strategy, and we are confident that our superior product quality will resonate strongly with consumers. We see tremendous potential in this segment and expect it to emerge as an important pillar of our business. Looking ahead to financial year 25-26, I am generally optimistic about the opportunities that lie before us. Our digital dentistry business is gaining momentum, and with Accredent now operational in the USA, we are well positioned to capitalize on the growing American market. The stabilization we are seeing in the European market, combined with our expanding international footprint, gives us confidence that our global strategy is on the right track. We are currently engaged in promising discussions with distributors across several new markets, which could open up exciting avenues for growth. Our digital dentistry portfolio in particular is showing exceptional promise and is set to play an increasingly important role in our overall business mix. As our manufacturing operations become more efficient and our premium product positioning takes hold, we expect to see our profitability enhanced considerably. We are optimistic about our growth trajectory. The stabilization of international markets, our successful entry into digital dentistry, and the establishment of Accredent Incorporation in USA positions us well for sustained growth in financial year 26 and beyond. We will continue to focus on expanding our digital dentistry portfolio, strengthening our USA market presence through Accredent Incorporation, enhancing the market penetration of our Auradoc product line, investing in research and development for the next generation dental solutions, and building strategic partnerships for global expansion. We remain committed to delivering the highest quality dental solutions and services, and we look forward to building on this strong foundation for continued success. Now I would invite Mrs. Namrata Modi, our whole-time director and CFO, to present the detailed financial results. Over to Mrs. Namrata Modi.
Thank you, Mr. Modi. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining our financial year 2024 earnings call. I am pleased to walk you through what has been quite an eventful year for Previous Dental. Let me start with the numbers that matter. We closed financial year 2024-25 with consolidated revenue of Rs. 67.09 crores, which represents a 13.16% growth over last year's Rs. 59.29 crores. Now, I will be honest, this is not the explosive growth we have seen in some previous years, but it reflects the reality of operating in today's challenging market environment. What I'm particularly proud of is how we have maintained our operational efficiency. Our EBITDA margins held steady at 38.98%, practically unchanged from last year's 38.30%, despite significant inflationary pressures across raw materials and logistics. Our bottom line performance shows rupees 18.15 crores in PAT with a 12.51% growth, maintaining a healthy PAT margin of 27.06%. These are not just numbers on a spreadsheet. They represent our team's ability to deliver consistent profitability even when market conditions were not exactly favorable. The real story emerges when you look at our quarterly progression. Quarter four was particularly encouraging. We hit rupees 19.53 crore in revenue, jumping 21.79% from quarter three. That is the kind of momentum we have been building towards all year. Our EBITDA in quarter four reached rupees 7.62 crore with margins at 39.03%, showing that our operational improvements are gaining traction. Looking at our half-year performance ending March 2025, we achieved rupees 35.56 crore in revenue with 12.81% growth. What is that worthy is our EBITDA margin improvement to 39.15% compared to 38.21% in the corresponding period last year. This tells me our cost optimization initiatives and operational efficiencies are working. Now, let us talk about what's really happening behind these numbers. The dental healthcare sector has been going through a transformation. Supply chain disruptions, changing customer purchasing patterns, and increased competition have all played their part. But here is what I believe sets us apart. We have used this period to strengthen our fundamentals rather than just chase short-term gains. We have been investing heavily in our R&D capabilities, and I can tell you that our innovation pipeline is stronger than it has ever been. We are developing products that leverage digital technologies and advanced manufacturing processes. These are not just incremental improvements. We are talking about game-changing solutions that will redefine how dental professionals work. On the market expansion front, our international business has been gaining solid traction. We have established manufacturing capabilities that meet global quality standards, and our export revenues are contributing meaningfully to our overall growth. Let me also touch on our operational excellence initiative. We have implemented lean manufacturing principles across our facilities, upgraded our enterprise resources planning system, and optimized our supply chain network. The result, better asset utilization, reduced working capital requirements, and improved production flexibility. These improvements might not be immediately visible in quarterly results, but they are building the foundation for sustainable long-term growth. Our balance sheet remains robust, with healthy cash flows and optimal debt ratios. This financial strength gives us flexibility to make counter-cyclical investments and pursue strategic opportunities as they arise. We are not just maintaining liquidity. We are positioning ourselves to capitalize on market opportunities when they emerge. I want to address something directly. Yes, our growth rates this year have not been spectacular, but I would rather deliver consistent, profitable growth than chase unsustainable numbers that compromise our long-term position. We are in this business for the long haul, and every decision we make is viewed through that lens. Looking ahead, I am genuinely optimistic about our prospects, the investment we have made in technology, market expansion and operational capabilities are starting to bear fruit. Our quarter four performance gives me confidence that we are moving in the right direction. The dental healthcare market fundamentals remain strong, aging demographics, increasing healthcare awareness, and rising disposable income all work in our favor. In closing financial year 2024-25 has been a year of building and strengthening rather than just growing. We have emerged with a more resilient business model, stronger operational capabilities, and clearer strategic direction. The foundation we have built this year will enable us to deliver the accelerated growth that our stakeholders expect and deserve. Thank you for your continued trust in our vision and execution. I am now happy to take your questions. Over to Dr. Sain Kalyan. Dr. Sain Kalyan, over to you.
Yes. Good afternoon, everyone. It's an absolute pleasure to be with you today and share this exciting new things which are happening at Prevest Denpro in the field of research and development. Over the last year, the R&D team is focused on one core belief, innovation and translation. With that vision, I'm proud to tell you that we have successfully developed several cutting-edge biomaterials which are ready to hit the national and international markets. We have translated this three products this year. The first product is Krista XS, a new generation restorative material enriched with strontium, which provides strong restorations with high fluoride release. The second is an advanced silver diamine fluoride system, which we call it KeriCure SDF, which is a broad spectrum antibacterial, which can control dental caries or dental decay. The third one, which we have developed, is a resin modified glass ionomer, which is called Krista LC RMGI. It is used for filling as well as cementing crowns and bridges. These products are 100% indigenously developed by our in-house R&D team, showcasing India's capability to compete at the global scale and in the dental materials innovation division. Our vision doesn't stop here. As our MD has already told you, we are actively building the future of digital dentistry at Prevest Denpro. This is because by 2030, we believe that digital workflows will no longer be optional for dentists and they will be an active part of each and everyone's life. So from chairside diagnosis to lab precision, digital dentistry is poised to redefine patient care, and we are committed to be at the forefront of this transformation. We have already made solid progress in developing our own LCD-based 3D printers using in-house design and component sourcing. Our aim is to deliver accessible, reliable, high-performance 3D printing systems made in India and made for India. Alongside hardware, our materials teams are developing sustainable bio-based 3D resins for dental applications. These eco-conscious materials will not only meet performance standards, but also address rising needs for environmentally responsible solutions. This is just the beginning, and in the near future, we'll be entering into the intraoral scanning technology, rounding off a full digital portfolio from diagnosis to design, fabrication, and finishing. Additionally, to ensure the highest quality and self-reliance, we have scaled up the production of our core biomaterials, especially the raw materials such as hydroxyapatite, tricalcium phosphate, bioglass, and mineral trioxide aggregate. These materials are already being used internally, and we are now preparing to commercialize these raw materials globally, offering raw materials to other manufacturers and medical device suppliers. Looking ahead, we are expecting to launch at least 4 to 5 new products in the 2025-2026 fiscal year with a focus on performance, safety, and clinical excellence. At Prevest Denpro, innovation never stops. We are deeply committed to translating scientific research into meaningful, real-world dental solutions. Thank you for your continued trust and support. Stay tuned. The best is yet to come. Thank you so much. Over to Mr. Vaibhav Munjal for another day.
Hi. Good afternoon, everyone. And thank you for joining us today for our year-end investor call as we close the financial year 24-25. I am pleased to share with you the significant progress we have made across our strategic initiatives. This year, we posted 13% sales growth over last year, which reflects how our market strategy is paying off. We have stayed committed to the domestic market and it's working. We know our customers, we understand what they want, and we have built solid relationships over the years. The domestic market is where we have put our energies, and for good reason. We have spent years learning what works here, figuring out different consumer needs across region, and building the kind of trust that takes time to develop. There is still plenty of room to grow domestically, especially as more people become aware of oral care and then oral care options and their dental needs. Our export side keeps doing well too, adding to the overall numbers. The decision to intensify the focus on domestic market has proven beneficial for our operations. By concentrating on the Indian market while maintaining our international presence, we have been able to build a stronger understanding of the consumer needs and preferences. Our manufacturing capabilities and market knowledge provide us with certain advantages in serving our customers. We continue to explore our opportunities in the rural markets where the awareness is developing, and we adapt our products and approaches to meet diverse regional requirements. Simultaneously, our export business continues to generate revenue and contribute to our overall growth strategy. We are also expanding our product portfolio to better service the evolving needs of our dental partners. Our new product lines are developed based on direct market feedback from our customers, ensuring we deliver exactly what the market demands. We are committed to innovate that makes a real difference in dental practices across India. By broadening our product range, we are strengthening our position as a reliable partner for dental professionals. These additions complement our existing offerings and create more value for our customers. As outlined by our managing director, we are now entering the digital dentistry space through our expansion into 3D printers. This strategic move aligns well with our existing 3D resin products, allowing us to develop comprehensive one-stop solution for dental professionals. By integrating these technologies with our current product portfolio, we aim to provide dentists and dental labs with complete digital workflow solutions. This expansion represents our commitment to staying current with technological advances in dentistry while building our established expertise in dental materials. I'd like to provide you with an update on Orodox, which we view as a strategic long-term investment. While the brand is still in its early stages and hasn't yet made a significant contribution to the top line, we are treating this as a measured investment in building market presence and brand recognition. The initial response has been encouraging in terms of customer feedback and product acceptance, though we recognize that converting this interest into substantial revenue will take time and sustained effort. The vision we are working towards is becoming a one-stop solution for all dental and oral care needs. We are integrating product sales with educational content, professional training, and customer support services, creating value that goes beyond just selling products. Looking at the broader market context, we are operating in an environment that's highly favorable for our growth strategy. The oral care and dental market is expanding at a healthy pace. Digital adoption is accelerating across all consumer segments. And there's a clear trend towards premium products driven by rising disposable incomes and increased health consciousness. These macro trends align perfectly with our strategic positioning. I would want to conclude by expressing my sincere gratitude to all our stakeholders. Thank you for your continued confidence and support. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to please use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Gaurav, an individual investor. Please go ahead. Gaurav, your line has been unmuted. You may proceed with your question.
Hello. Yeah, hi.
Thank you, Mr. Modi, and thank you for your comments on the market and the overall industry picture. I was going through a few of the past calls that we have done. We have promised of 150 crore revenue in a couple of years post listing. If you could throw some light on like where we are in terms of our plan to hit that, and what would be the margin structure for that, as we had previously spoken about maintaining the 40% margin mark. By how soon can we reach the 150 crore revenue mark, and how soon we can reach the 40% plus margin mark again?
Thank you very much, Mr. Gaurav. Post IPO, our growth rate was around 30%. Based on the growth rate, we estimated a revenue for the next 4 to 5 years in the range of 100 plus CR, around 120, 125 CR. But in the last couple of years, because of the market situation, we have a very slow growth. It's around 10%. This year we have seen a growth of 13%. And moreover, the growth projected was based on the new product line, which was introduced 2 years back, Oradoc. Unfortunately, Oradoc has not taken off so well as anticipated, and all these factors have contributed in the slowdown of the growth, and we are trying our best to cope up with the growth rate as the market situations are also improving. Couple of years we had a lot of international countries had problems with the foreign exchange, so in the last year our export was flat. There was absolutely no growth in the export market. So there were many factors which slowed down the growth. But this year, again, we have done good and we have reached a growth of 13%. The projection was based on the growth rate of 30%, which we were getting before the IPO, and 1 year after the IPO, and after that there is a slowdown. So that's the reason for the not able to reach to the projected growth.
Okay, sir. And sir, one more suggestion. Like, we're in an interesting space where there are very limited players, and we have a value product against our European competition. So all the years of work that has been done to build our product portfolio, I think it's a good time to capitalize on that. Just a suggestion on that. We see that on a top line of 50 to 60 crores, the salaries drawn by the management is in the region of 1.2 crores each. If we can optimize on that, I think our margins will also improve, and it will give a positive sign to the market. Thank you.
There is no increase in the salary of the directors in the last 5 years. So there is no reason for any change in the salary structure at this stage. So there is no, because the promoters have put in 25 years in building this company, and today they are getting salary around 1 CR, which is not, which is commensurate with the market salary structure. So we do not see that there is any reason for changing the salary structure at this stage.
Perfect, thank you.
It is better that we focus on the product development, we focus on the business, and improve our profitability by increasing our business. I don't think by reducing the salary that is going to impact the profitability significantly.
Perfect, thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Reena Ghatani from Paul Asset Consultant Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so am I audible, sir?
Yes,
you are audible.
Okay, sir, thank you for the opportunity. So, sir, the first thing that I would like to ask is, sir, Right now, exports have an increased percentage in our overall revenue. So, as I can understand from all of you, that your more focus is on the Indian market now, and on the ongoing years, will the revenue will be more from the Indian market or the export market, sir?
See, right from the beginning, you know, the last 25 years, we have seen that the export revenue has been more than the domestic revenue. So that trend we are still continuing. 60% of the revenue comes from the export and 40% revenue comes from the domestic market. So this trend is still continuing, and we are focusing on both the segments. We are focusing on the domestic market and as well as the export market, so that we have an overall business growth in the domestic as well as in the export market.
Okay, sir. I was asking this because, you know, you had earlier said that because of the foreign currency and all these things, all these factors had impacted your revenue. So you might be looking more at the domestic market because here also the market is huge in the domestic.
Definitely, we are making more efforts to grow the domestic business. We are focusing on the Indian market. It's a big market, so we cannot ignore. We have to work hard in the Indian market. So, and at the same time, you know, we are finding new countries, new distributors internationally, so that we can compensate for the loss which we made in those countries where there is a, you know, foreign exchange problem. So overall, we have seen that there is a 10% growth in this financial year from the export, while the growth in the last financial year was absolutely flat. At the same time, there is a growth in the domestic market of 13%. So we see that there is a balanced growth. Growth is better in the domestic market, but overall, if you see, it's a balanced growth, and this growth trend will continue. We will try to focus on the international market as well as the domestic market. We cannot ignore any market because, you know, there is a potential for growth in all the markets.
Okay. And sir, your additional focus is on the U.S. market, I think, in the export.
U.S.
in the export segment.
Is a big market, and it's a high-priced market, and it's a big market. And we have got many of our products approved by the U.S. FDA. So we are focusing on the U.S. market because, you know, about 40% of the world market is from the U.S. So we have set up a subsidiary company in the U.S. We have a new brand for the U.S. market. We are tying up with the big companies in the U.S. for doing the contract manufacturing for them, private labeling. So there are many opportunities in the U.S. for the business growth. So we are focusing on the U.S. market, and our revenue in the U.S. has grown to around 14% in this year compared to the last year. So we find that it's a high potential market, and we'll definitely put more efforts to have our, business in the U.S., better business opportunities in the U.S.
Okay, sir. And sir, my last question would be, sir, like you have said that you have added new, you know, in the last year also, and in financial year 26 also, you will be adding four new. So how is the acceptance in the market of all the new?
All products are very well accepted in the market. The product which we manufacture, they comply with all international regulations, international standards. They are very well accepted in the market, and that's why the business is growing year on year. So whatever new products we develop through proper R&D. We have very strong R&D center, state-of-the-art R&D center, which has been recognized by Ministry of Science and Technology, which is one of the best and one of the only dental research centers in India. So whatever product we develop, they will comply with the international quality and they will definitely have a acceptability in the market.
Okay, sir. Thank you for answering my question, sir, and all the best. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rahul Dhruv from Pegasus Growth. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you very much for taking my call. I just wanted to understand the strategy, the product, the pricing of the product, the cost structure, etc., of the 3D printer. When is it going to be launched? What is the, you know, what is the size of the market?
See, the price of our printers will be very competitive in the Indian market, and we have done a lot of research on the prices, and we are very conscious that we have to be very competitive in the market. So the product will be competitive in the Indian market and comparable with the prices of the printers which are already available in the market. We have done some test marketing and the response is very favorable and prices are acceptable to the Indian customers.
Right. So what is the average price? What kind of numbers are you looking at over here? You know, what is the margin on this product similar to what we are doing or lesser? Can you throw some color on all of that?
I will request Mr. Vaibhav Munjal, who is our Director of Sales and Marketing, to answer your question. Mr. Vaibhav, please.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon. See, our margin structure is decently good on printers. And as we said, it is a in-house printer. So we are offering a combination. The current pricing structure, which we have tested, which our MD was just telling you, is a combination of our price, our printers, a curing unit, and our resins along with it. So we are offering it in a combo package. And while we sell a printer, our resins are used as our consumables, and that adds to our overall revenue, continuous revenue in the printer space, in the digital space, and adding to our margins overall. So that is how it works.
Right. Okay. Just one other question I had for Mrs. Modi, and that is on the marketing and promotion cost and selling distribution expenses that we've had this year. I have our previous year's numbers, which are around 2.55 crores for marketing and promotion, and around 3.4 crores for selling and distribution. What would be those numbers for this year?
So you are asking the sales and marketing promotional expenses?
Yes, I'm asking about marketing and promotion expenses. How much would they have gone up this year?
Yeah. I'm passing out this query to Mrs. Modi.
Regarding the marketing expenses, normally our expenses are related with exhibitions and related with marketing persons. These expenses are mostly related with marketing employees as well as the expenses which we do for arranging the exhibition all over the India as well as all over the world. You want to know the percentage of the cost?
Yeah, I mean, you can give me a percentage. I know the percentage last year, marketing promotion was 4.5% and selling and distribution was 6%. I just want to know the similar percentage for this year. What would it be? Or if you have the absolute number also, that should be fine.
The cost for... actually, one cost is for exhibitions and marketing expenses, and the other cost is tour and traveling cost, which is related with our marketing person, that is 2.64%, and exhibition cost is traveling cost is 1.23%.
Okay.
Total cost is 2.64 CR for our exhibitions and marketing. Tour and traveling, 1.23 CR. This is the total cost.
Right. And what about selling and distribution expenses? Last year, which was around 3.4 crores.
Can you repeat the question? What you are asking?
Selling and distribution expenses. Last year, they were around 3.4 crores. I just wanted to know how much would have been spent this year.
Okay. Exact number right now is not in front of me. I can later on give it to you. But this is not exactly in front of me. I can give you later on.
No problem.
I noted it down your question, but I will give you the reply later on. It is not right now, the exact figure is not in front of me.
Sure. I'm just trying to say, will this expenditure as a percentage of sales going forward go up or go down is what I'm trying to understand.
I don't think it will go up much because already we have covering almost all the exhibitions in India as well as every important exhibition in the world. So already we are doing maximum expenses and marketing person also almost, and our team is ready now. Now is the execution time. This year we are planning for execution. So not much change will come in exhibitions and tour and traveling. Not much difference will come the next year.
Okay, that's great. Just one last question I had, ma'am, is so you mentioned about the fact that the exit quarter, which is the fourth quarter, was very, very good. You had around 18.5 crores of sales.
Yeah.
Now, I just wanted to know what kind of run rate. Do you think you can maintain this 18.5 crores run rate through the four quarters of next year, at least?
See, it is not because of every year. This is our experience from the last so many years. The experience is that always the last quarter is better. But this quarter was extremely good. So as well as export and domestic. But every year, last quarter will be better than the previous year. This is my experience, my 25 years of experience. Because always there is a pressure to do more efficiently and targets, completing the targets. So we always prefer that the financial, we can cover up maximum sale in the last quarter. So,
right.
I think always last quarter is better, but this quarter was extremely better. So, we will try to make this trend this year also.
So, ma'am, can we expect us to go back to the 25% revenue growth that we had this year?
We cannot actually commit. You never know. You never know what is happening. You can't assume the sale. The external circumstances also affect the sale and sale. See, what happened last month, Indian-Pakistan war, what happened? So this war was affecting the whole Indian economy. So you can't predict anything. Anything can happen and that will affect the business. And it won't affect only dental business, it will affect everybody's business. So prediction is very difficult, but definitely we are doing very hard to complete our target. So definitely our efforts will be the same, but results we can't confirm. That is depends upon the circumstances.
Sure. Thank you so much. Just last thing on the 3D print.
Yes.
The launch.
Pardon? I couldn't understand.
When do you expect to launch 3D printers?
Very soon we are launching it. Very soon. Already market testing is done.
already sample pieces we have given in the market, and we are getting very good response from that. And this year, aggressively, we will sell this in the market.
Okay. Thank you very much, ma'am.
Welcome.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Pankit Asitbhai Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi. I am audible.
Yes. Hi. Yes.
Yeah. Sir, I wanted to know regarding our new subsidiary in U.S. market. So, what is the rationale for creating new subsidiary for U.S.? As well as I also wanted to know, how is the our market approach in U.S. progressing? I believe we were earlier talking with few clients for more than $1 million annual business. So where are we into that?
Actually, we started with the marketing of previous products in the U.S. with the Made in India label. But we found that the dentists are not happy with the Made in India label. So we decided to incorporate a company in the U.S. So that, you know, on the label, now the products are made in India for the accident in company. So on the label, our Indian name does not appear. So only the accident incorporation address is there. And we have the logistics arrangements, and it's absolutely new and fresh brand. So that enhances the brand recognition because it's a U.S. label. So that's the reason that the acceptability of the product is better. And that is the reason we decided that we should have a new company incorporated in U.S. And we do the product manufacturing, but we sell the product through that U.S. company. So that was the basic reason. And that has worked better than what we were doing earlier. But still, okay, we are doing the private labeling and the contract manufacturing through the Indian company, because that's a different market. It's direct to the, you know, B2B. And this B2C and the product, the accident is a brand for the end user. So we are working through previous also, making the product for the U.S. company. And we are making the product for our own company in the U.S. You know, like we are making for other companies, we are making for accident also. So
okay,
this is the reason. That's why we have a new company in the U.S.
Oh, great, great, sir. Also, sir, I mean, we know that, I mean, we have been participating in many exhibitions, as well as we are putting lots of efforts for marketing. Sir, just wanted to know what is the internal target for the coming year for the revenue growth? I mean, I believe we have done somewhere around 60 to 63 CR this year. So can we grow by at least 20-25% in coming financial year?
Who will not like to grow 25-30%? You know, everybody wants a higher growth. Even we aspire for 30% growth. But certain things are not in our hands. You know, situations are not in our hands. Many issues come up during the year. In some countries, there is a war. Some countries, there is a fire election crisis. We have competition going in India. So we have faced so many challenges. But in spite, okay, and you know, when we look at the global digital central market, you know, there are many research reports published in the international, if you see, they forecast a growth of 6 to 8% per annum for the dental industry worldwide, while we have a growth of 13%. So if we look at the market research report, they indicate a growth of 6 to 8% global CAGR. Compared to that, we have a growth of 13%. So it's very encouraging for us that we are surpassing the forecast by the market researchers. But we still aim at a very high growth because we have diversified product range. We have the maximum revenue is today coming from our core products, you know. But the revenue from our diversified product is not very significant. So we are expecting that when our diversified products like oral care products, like our 3D printers, 3D resin, so all these products, when they start contributing to the revenue, so the growth will be much higher than the 30% growth which we show, which we received this year is primarily from the core product, you know, our existing product. So we expect that when our other product lines get going, and they will contribute, and definitely we should be able to surpass the this year's revenue growth. So we aim at very high growth, you know, but let's see how much we can achieve this year.
Okay. But we have all the production capacity available, as well as we have marketing people, we are participating in many exhibitions, and our comparative size compared to foreign players are also very small. So I mean, what is lacking? What is missing? We are just trying to understand. What kind of change we are doing in our strategy, in our marketing strategy, to achieve the target growth of 30%, what you are mentioning?
Yeah. See, this the missing is only that the product, the brand is a new brand. Our company is not old. It's 25 years old. While we are competing with the multinational companies which are 100 years old. So they have a better brand value compared to that. We are a smaller company. Our resources are very limited. So we cannot compete with those multinational companies because the dental market is dominated by the multinational companies worldwide, you know. So we are competing with those companies. So that's the only reason that our growth, we got everything, you know, we got all the high class of the infrastructure, we got the best of the research center, we got all the quality management system in place, everything we have a very good product line, but again, we are competing with the multinational companies, so that's the biggest challenge for us, you know, even today. So we are trying to overcome as much as possible so that we grow at a faster pace. These companies may not be growing at this rate, but we are growing. It is only because we are giving them a good competition. So we are looking for a better growth in this year when our other products, diversified products also start contributing to our revenue.
Okay. And sir, what is the total sales of Oradox range for the full year, as well as the total sales through previous direct for the full year?
See, Oradox has contributed, the exact figure is not there. It's around 50 lakhs is the business generated from the Oradox product line.
For this financial year.
This year. But it's still a new brand, and this brand, we are trying to build this brand, and we are getting good response. We have a marketing strategy, marketing plan, which is in place, and it's gradually growing, you know. And we hope that now the next year should be a better year for us. If we have reached to this level in 1 year, so we should reach to a better level in 2026. So other products are also contributing, you know, the 3D resins have also contributed about 45 to 50 lakhs. So our e-commerce business is also contributing, but e-commerce business is not actually our main business. You know, that e-commerce business has been just, you know, to support the dentists who don't have the access to our products, who are in the remote places where our products are not reachable and the dealers and distribution system is not working there. So we, just to support them, they can buy our products online. So that business is also contributing, but we are working to improve and to grow the online business also.
Okay, okay, sir. And then one last question. I mean, we have one domestic subsidiary as well. I believe DenVisio. So, I mean, what is the rationale? What is the rationale for having that subsidiary? What exactly we are doing in that?
Actually, you know, we have a very diversified product line now, and it is very important for us to have a dedicated sales and marketing team to handle the diversified product portfolio. So we decided to set up a independent company to focus only on the sales and marketing activities. And we don't want to mix the manufacturing and the marketing at one place. So we decided to make it an independent company which will focus only on the sales and marketing activity, because it is a huge product portfolio. So we need a lot of specialized sales and marketing people, a lot of promotional activities. So all these activities are being done by the subsidiary company that has been incorporated by the government.
Okay, okay. Okay, great, great, sir. Thanks for your answers and wish you all the best for the coming year.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Santosh from Vyansh Ventures Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good evening, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, please.
Yeah, so my first question is regarding the revenue contribution of our top 10 products. What is the revenue contribution and what kind of growth you are seeing in that our top 10 products?
Top, I have the figure for top 20 products, because usually we consider 20 products as the top revenue generating products. They contribute to around 55% of the revenue.
Okay, what kind of growth is also from previous year in this segment, top 20 products this year to previous year?
This, exactly, I do not have that figure with me, but I have the figure that these 20 products have contributed 60% of our total revenue. But last year's figure I do not have at this time.
Okay, okay, sir. So my second question is regarding what is the kind of demographic of dental clinics or dentists you are targeting from tier 1, tier 2, or do you have a certain demographic where you have a core concentration on? And on the second part of the question, are we trying, do we or we already have any kind of arrangements with dental chains? For example, we have dental chains like Clo and 2C, where they have a lot of chains across the country. Are we planning or do you have any kind of arrangements? Are we trying to do any kind of arrangement with this kind of clinic? And the first question is about the demographics.
I will request our sales and marketing director, Mr. Vaibhav, to answer to this query.
Yes, Hi. So in terms of the demographics, the first question that you asked, in terms of the dental chair present, see, like any other industry, the rural markets or the tier 2, tier 3 and tier 4 cities contribute to majorly in terms of the number of dentists being present and the number of population, and hence the dental treatments, and hence the volume share of the products, right? That is one. in terms of second, having said that, like every other market, metro markets present a big opportunity, and we keep growing both in metro and rural areas currently. Our focus in terms of the presence is in terms of while strengthening our presence in the metro markets. In the last 2 years, we have substantial improvements appointing new dealers and distributors in the rural market, and the previous direct also was an approach towards to reach the rural market, and that is where we have seen significant improvements in that. Coming to the second part of your question, in terms of our tie-ups with the top leading chains and this thing, yes, we do have our tie-ups with some of these, not all, but we keep on working with these clinics where we keep on supplying our products to these clinics.
Okay.
To the chain clinics, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
From time to time.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So the tie-up is in terms of supplying our products in terms of for their requirements. Yes.
Okay. Do we have any definite agreements or is based on the demand basis?
Sorry? No, there are a few chain clinics where we have a definite arrangement in terms of going a few products where the products have been, let's say, in some chains, some 10 products have been selected. In some chains, there are a few other products which have been selected, which is a continuous demand and supply, which we keep on supplying.
Okay. So, other question is regarding the repeat order rate. Once we empanel a dentist or a clinic, what is the kind of repeat rate from our past customers? Like, what is the stickiness of a product for the old customers, at least, if you have any data?
See, repeat customer rate is pretty high for us. As we said, we are in this market for now 25 years, and repeat rate is what we have built the market on. The only problem thing to give you the repeat customer at a dentist level is that we do not supply our product directly to the dentist. We supply it through our dealers, right? So the repeat rate of the dealers is very high. Obviously, we have close to 100 plus partners in India and approximately 90 partners across the country who keep on regularly buying for us. But since we do not supply directly to the dentist, the repeat rate from a dentist level would not be readily available.
Got it. My last question is regarding the digital dentistry and all the products which you're trying to launch. We have 3D printers and other products which the management talked about in the beginning of the call. So we have mainly for the hardware solutions which you're targeting or trying to launch and all. So we have a lot of competition from other major multinational companies and other players. So how are you trying to play this segment as a company? Because Mr. Modi also has been highlighting that we have to create a brand similar to the multinational companies and all. So what is the idea here to come into the segment where we already have a major presence of multinational companies and other companies? So what is the idea here? I just want to
see. Yes. See, in this segment of 3D printers and other hardware and equipment segment that is there, the competition is, you're right, there is a huge competition from multinationals, but there's also huge competition from the Chinese companies, which is currently one of the major, if you look at Indian dental industry, the Chinese companies or the companies in India doing a private labeling from this thing is the major business that is there. What we are trying to do is one, break that myth of having these products from an Indian company coming through in that. Second is that we our approach and to build this business is that what we are looking at is offering a complete end-to-end solution to the dental clinics and to the dental labs. Currently, every company will be offering one product, two products. So what we are doing is if we have our printer, we have our resins also. Tomorrow we are looking at a scanner also. Tomorrow we can look at other products also. So we are looking at a complete end-to-end digital workflow, which tomorrow can be a one-stop solution if a doctor or a dentist tomorrow wants to set up a place, and we offer one brand and one company who offers him the entire setup to service kind of a thing for his complete digital setup. So that's the broad vision for moving into the digital space. Going forward.
Sure. Understood. Yeah. Thank you so much for your answer.
Yeah.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Sampath Nayak from Avira Asset Management Company. Please go ahead. Mr. Sampath Nayak, your line has been unmuted. You may proceed with your question.
My question was on 3D printers. So I think it has been answered. So thank you.
Thank you. We will take the last question from the line of Rahul Dhruv from Pegasus Growth. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, thank you. Sir, I visited your facility last year, and I was really, really impressed with your R&D center and the lineup of products that you manufacture over there. It is, I think, fabulous. What I really want to understand, sir, is are you a research R&D-based company? Are you a low-cost producer? Are you a white-label manufacturer? Or you are a branded dental products company? Now you're looking to supply raw materials as well. You're also looking to supply hardware. I want to see what is the positioning of the company. I mean, you know, ultimately, I feel that you're trying to be everything for everybody, and ultimately, not getting the value that you should be getting in terms of revenue as well as in terms of market cap. So I'm trying to, it was just my suggestion to you, is that maybe we are, as a company, going in too many directions, and ultimately that's probably the reason why we are actually not growing as much as we should. And it's just a suggestion that, you know, if we can have, if we have a proper strategy towards focusing only on one or two or three things, rather than, you know, be all over the place. I'd love to hear from you on that one.
Thank you for your question. See, our company is not the only company who is so much diversified. There are many companies worldwide who have such a wide portfolio. They cover digital dentistry, they cover materials, they cover equipment, they cover instruments, everything. You know, it's not that we are the first company who are doing such type of diversified business portfolio. R&D is very important part of any business who has to sustain for a long time. Without R&D, we cannot develop new products. And without new product development, the company cannot sustain for a long. Because the products get obsolete very fast, and the products get competitors very fast. So we have to keep innovating. We have to keep moving forward, and we have to keep doing improvements in our product quality. So R&D is very, very important for us. So we are very fortunate, and we have taken a very good decision to set up an R&D center. Second thing is that now we talk about the diversified, that we have materials, we have equipment, we have 3D resin. So it's not the first company who is doing that. If you look at all companies, multinational companies, bigger companies, smaller companies in the dental, they all have very diversified business portfolio. So we have to provide a one-stop solution.
So I understand that. I understand that, large companies globally are, have all of these things. But the thing is that they have actually not started off as a 50 crore company. They were not there when they were a 50 crore or 60 crore company. Idea is to basically build scale.
If we start developing today, we have to make a start someday. You know, we cannot wait. We have, if we start today, maybe it takes 4 years to consolidate our position in the market. But if we start after 5 years, so we'll be nowhere. If we're starting digital dentistry, which is going to be a very big business in the next 10 years, we cannot wait for 10 years that we will start digital dentistry business after 10 years. We have to make a beginning now. Even if we don't sell big quantity, but we will take time to establish and develop the product. It may take a couple of years. So we have to start doing something, you know, new at every, and we cannot miss any opportunity for growth. It will take time to consolidate. It will take time to mature. But we have the capabilities to develop. We have the resources. We have the funds. So we want to deploy the funds for the diversification, in-house diversification, and now once you know we diversify, we can cater to our customers in a better way. We can provide them one-stop solution to their requirements. We are making the 3D resin. Now the dentist, when we go to send 3D resin, the dentist wants a printer. We cannot tell him that you buy another printer. It's better that we provide him our own printer. When we talk about printer, the dentist wants the scanner also, that he wants everything from one company. So that's why, you know, we are diversifying. At the same time, we are consolidating. We are focusing on our core business, which is contributing revenue generation. Maximum revenue is coming from our core business. But diversification is a future for us. You know, if we diversify now, so after 10 years or 5 years, we will be in a better position to face the competition in the market.
Sure. Sir, I agree with you, and I fully agree that we have to be ahead of the market, and that's the reason why I'm very, very impressed, as I said, with the R&D team that you have, the low-cost production base that you have. The fact that you are getting into white label is something which I really, really appreciate, because typically a company at this stage, what it does is build scale. But going into branded dental products with a huge distribution with when your scale is just 55, 60 crores, it's probably too early in the game. And that's my feeling. And you know, I could be totally wrong, because you know the business better. But that was what I was trying to tell you, is that maybe you just, maybe as a company we are just spreading, and we are investors, so, you know, I don't want to be, you know, be sounding the same, but we look like we are getting in too many directions. I mean, branding, for example, is a game which, you know, is a long-standing game which requires a lot of investment, a lot of time. And maybe it's not the money, it's the resources or the energy that is going into that, which is probably, you know, kind of holding back the growth in the other side of the business.
Actually, we are trying to build the future of this company, you know, because these digital dentists, the future. So we are trying to build the future. We cannot remain stagnant. We cannot just keep the products and it will be out very soon. If we don't diversify, it will be out. So we have to go with the market trends. We have to go with the market requirements for dentists. What will be the requirements after a couple of years in the market? So this is why we have taken up the diversification plan. We have diversified into too many. Because private labeling at present, we require a business. So if anybody wants to get his products made by us, so we are ready to do that, because that will add to our revenue. So we don't want to miss any opportunities for growth. Yes, we will be, at the same time, we are taking precautions that we focus on the core business so that we don't lose the our existing product line. And so this is overall, what I can say, that it's an overall attempt to build the company ready for the future.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I would now like to hand the conference over to Ms. Bhumika Maheshwari for closing comments.
Thank you, Dorwin. I thank the management team for giving their time and answering to all the questions in a detailed manner, and to all the participants for taking out the time to join this call. Thank you so much. Over to you, Dorwin.
Thank you. On behalf of Haim Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.